UFO Party and X-Files podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Erin.
And today we are doing season 8, woo, episode 1, woo,
yay,
called Within. And we're starting brand new.
We don't know how to start now.
No, it's been a while.
We missed you.
We did.
And we're so excited for season 8.
We're like getting up there.
It's so crazy.
Like,
oh my god.
This sounds so bad, but I feel like since I don't take dating apps seriously at all, and my thing that I add is that like I have an X-Files podcast, it mainly just serves as like an ad to get new followers.
So, oh my god.
Like almost every message I get is like, what's this podcast? I'm like, here you go.
Hi.
What's
up? If you're watching because you want to actually date Julia, I hope you enjoyed the X-Files too.
Yeah. Unless you're 80 skinny. Funny,
so.
Yeah, we're great.
You know.
We're fucking hilarious. Do people say otherwise?
No.
Better not.
No. Who said that?
No one.
No one.
Good reviews only, please. And thank you. Yeah, Erin saw a movie with cigarette smoking man in it and has not told me anything about it because we said we would wait till the pod.
It's called It's a Wonderful Knife.
Cute.
I don't know, just like honestly a pretty good cast of people.
Okay.
This girl who lives through a psychotic killer who struck on Christmas Eve and killed a bunch of people, and she wishes she ended up killing the killer. She okay. like saved the rest of the people, but her best friend died and like other people ended up dying, whatever. So she is just fucking depressed because everyone that she knew died, and also that's a lot of trauma. So she's super depressed and she wishes that she was never born.
But
there's a Aurora Borealis happening and the wish comes true. So then, because she's never born, she's basically like no one knows her and she's there, but she's like nothing that she did ever happened. So the killer didn't get killed. So then he's still like years later out there killing, and she's like, what is going on?
That's wild.
But then it like turned into some like, it was bizarre. I don't know. Not a good ending. It like ended up going from kind of silly thriller to like emotional, like
super, turmoil.
Like, I don't know, touchy feely. Like it, no. It was not. It was not the ending that the movie deserved.
Okay.
However, I just about lost my goddamn mind because I was like, that man looks just like Cigarette Smoking Man. And he looked better in this movie than he like does sometimes in the X-Files, you know?
That's insane.
So I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. But it's him. He's in it for literally 2 minutes and then he's killed.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, so that's it. I wouldn't, unfortunately, would not recommend that movie, but it was fun because Cigarette Smoking Man was in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just really brings the party.
Yep, that's
also
what people say about him.
Dude from Community is like, I love him so much. Joel McHale, I love him. I hope he's not
shitty,
but you know, he's amazing in Community, so who cares.
I feel like this should be the segment where we just talk about movies that we saw,
right?
Because I watched Talk to Me.
Did you love it?
No.
Oh my god,
I
no
liked
one
it.
Likes it except for me. Okay.
I liked it. Okay, here's also the thing. I watched it after I watched Saltburn.
Okay.
Did you see Saltburn?
No.
I fucking love it. Okay. All I saw was everybody freaking the fuck out about how nasty it was. I did not think it's gross at all. I'm watching Talk to Me, and there are portions where I'm literally covering the screen, and I'm like, oh my god, ew, ew. So
it's a
like,
lot.
The gore I thought was really cool.
Over the top.
Well, like, I appreciated it.
Yeah.
I think the premise is really fucking cool. The main character really annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
She really got on my nerves.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, couldn't get with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think if it wasn't, like, I was going to say, I think if it wasn't teenagers, but, like, that's the kind of dumb shit teenagers do.
Right.
Like, I messed around with Ouija boards.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if they were like slightly different, I would have liked it a lot more.
Yeah.
I really like the concept. I really like the story. I really like everything like aesthetically about it.
Right.
I cannot stand her.
Ugh. I hate that when there's like one like that happens to me a lot with podcasts. I hope no one feels this way about us. I don't think so. But like there's podcasts that I'm like, I really want to listen to this, but I hate the person's voice.
Yeah.
Or like a show or whatever that you're like, like I would really like this, but one of the main fucking characters I hate. So
yeah.
And speaking of main characters that we hate, we
I'm like, where are we going with this?
So start of season 8 means that we are finally getting into
the Doggett era.
Doggett and Kirsch era.
Yeah.
So
I like Doggett though.
I don't hate Doggett.
I don't hate him in the I don't like him in the beginning.
I mean, yeah,
but I think overall
you're not supposed to, but
overall I like him. But Kirsch on the other hand, fuck no.
Yeah.
I also totally forgot that Scully was pregnant.
Oh my god.
I know. Cuz we open with like ultrasound dreams.
Yeah.
But it ends like up being heartbeat. Baby heartbeat but grown Mulder face. And Scully waking up in like a dripping sweat. And that is alarming.
Still in the hospital, right?
Yes.
She's having these dreams like about the baby's heartbeat. And then the heartbeat gets faster and faster and faster. And then it ends up being like Mulder trying to catch his breath like he was just drowning or something.
Off topic, but also not. I want to somehow set up a heart rate monitor while I'm streaming because I get so stressed out that I feel like my heart's gonna like pound out of my chest.
God.
It's bad. Okay. Sorry. Back to X-Files.
That's okay. Okay. So Scully has her little dream and then she wakes up in the hospital and she immediately goes to like go down to their office. But her whole office was being searched by FBI agents. So
they're collecting material.
Yeah.
That's all they'll tell her.
And no one will answer her questions except for like one guy is like, well, like you need to talk to the person in charge then. So she goes to Skinner and Skinner is like, I didn't know either. I'm sorry. Like I wish I had known. They didn't tell me. And she's like, well, you're in charge. So who the fuck did this if you didn't?
And he's like, not anymore. Sorry, babe.
Our new deputy director, Kirsch.
He's awful.
Yeah.
And we've had him before, right? And he's coming back. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was hallucinating.
And so they talk to Kirsch, who is like, basically is saying that Agent Doggett is going to be taking the lead on this. And that if they find or if anything leaves the office pertaining to aliens or abductions or anything else that would make the FBI look dumb, that he will
make sure that they're losing their damn jobs.
Fucking fired. And then Scully and Skinner are like questioned as if they have anything to do with Mulder's disappearance. And they're trying to say that like, they would be the best people to lead this manhunt. They have the most information about Mulder. They know his last whereabouts and like all of that. But he's like, nope, Doggett is taking this. And then as Skinner is being interrogated, Scully starts getting questioned about like, do you even know Mulder? Like, I don't think you knew him that well and you didn't even know anything about him and blah, blah, blah. Like just asking her how long did you guys even work together? And is trying to be like, oh, well.
He's trying to start some drama.
I know. He goes something about like whether Mulder told her something. And she was like, no, like for the most part, like Mulder is pretty to himself. And like there are definitely things that he like kept private. And he's like, oh, well, there were other women in the FBI.
He said that there were other women at the FBI that he would confide in.
And then like goes on to say that he didn't trust her and that he knows that Mulder didn't trust Scully because he felt that she was like basically going to leave.
He had me going a little bit.
I know. I'd punch him in the face.
Well, Scully did the next best thing. where she pours water
on him and it's like, nice to meet you, bye.
Love it. What a great impression.
And then she goes home and she calls her mom because she's having a bad day. And her mom doesn't answer, but she leaves a message for her just saying that she is just having a really hard time and there's a lot that she needs to talk to and talk to her mom about. And at one point as she's leaving this message, the line clicks. So it almost sounds like someone is picking up.
Yeah.
So she's like, mom. And then when her mom doesn't answer, she realizes that her phone is probably tapped.
Yeah.
And she looks outside and sees
a man. Alien
bounty hunter.
Oh, I didn't know that we saw his face.
Yeah.
It just looked like a man.
Pretty sure it's alien bounty hunter.
I mean, I'm not doubting that at all.
Yeah, no, I think we see his... if we don't see his face, at the very least, like...
We see his silhouette.
Yeah.
And it's raining, and he's just standing there staring at her.
I don't know. To me, it looked, like, very clearly like
him. Okay. Your prescription's way more accurate than mine is. Yeah, because she sees him outside, then she calls Doggett, and is, like, yelling at her. Or at him, because she's convinced that it's him doing all this and like having her being followed and everything. And we can see that Doggett is nowhere near her. He has no idea what's going on, but I think Scully is under the impression that he's just like playing coy.
Yeah.
When in reality, no. So she like grabs her gun. The guy is outside of her door at this point.
She can see him.
Grabs her gun, runs out the back. I don't know. Does she have a different door?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Goes down a floor and there's a man crawling up the fire escape. And she points a gun at him. Turns out it's just the landlord. So she asks if he's seen anybody. And the landlord's like, yeah, that guy that you work with. The like tall, dark guy. She's like, Mulder? He's like, yeah, I think so. So she's all like, hopes up.
Yeah.
Really thinks it's Mulder.
Yeah, and like goes running out and is like, Mulder, are you there?
Yeah. She doesn't find anyone.
No. And then
I hate this.
What part? What were you going to say?
Isn't that when we get the first flashback of it or
vision
of it? I don't know. So, I think it's just a dream that she's having.
Right. I think every time Scully falls asleep right now, she's having these dreams of Mulder being... like poked and prodded, and it's really
cut
like,
into.
Oh, it's really gross and like it's very really gory. Yeah, and he's like got needles sticking out of his face, and
they're pulling his skin like rubber.
Ugh.
And then they drill. The first time they drill a hole like in the roof of his mouth,
mm-hmm.
and he's awake during all of this, and it's fucking disgusting. And they put like some metal device up his nose. It's just, it doesn't look like a good time at all.
No.
And if I'm saying that, it's not a good time.
But then Skinner goes to visit the lone gunman.
I love this.
I think this is a they're very so cute little tag team.
Yeah.
And so obviously they're already like on it. They've been investigating this whole time. But they are monitoring UFO activity in the United States to see like what ship could have possibly taken Mulder and where they are now. And I don't think they have anything concrete, but there's like they basically are just explaining to Skinner what they're looking at.
Poor Skinner. I feel like in his head he's like, we have so many holes in our security system.
Yeah, right.
These people should not be able to do any of this.
No. Doggett goes to Mulder's house to look at clues or whatever. But Scully is there asleep in Mulder's
couch bed
where he sleeps. And so he like comes in and he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, I just came by to feed the fish. And then fell asleep. So and just happened to get into Mulder's pajamas and, you know, cuddle up with his teddy bear. No big deal.
She just misses him.
That didn't happen, but it might as well have happened. Because she's just sad and pregnant and she misses him.
Yeah.
So he is trying to like, Doggett is trying to like get Scully basically to say something that would be ludicrous. So, like,
yeah,
he's trying to back her into a corner so that she says that Mulder was abducted or that aliens are real or whatever it is. And she's being, like, very careful about how she chooses her words. And she's like, I am a very reasonable person. I'm a very intelligent person. And yes, I'm very, like, science driven. However, there are things that I've seen that I cannot deny. And it would be, like, a disservice to the scientific community if I just ignored this because I didn't understand it. So
I feel like she should just be like, just give it a week, bud.
Yeah.
You'll see some shit. Like, I don't even have to say words. You will see shit.
That's what I thought, too.
I used to be like you once.
But as they're at Mulder's apartment, Doggett gets a call. And we don't know what's on the other line, but all he's like, all he says is Agent Mulder. And so we find out that someone has supposedly taken files out of the FBI. And so they all go there. Skinner is being questioned. Skinner is being interrogated, really.
Yeah.
Because they start being like, someone used Mulder's badge to come in here after hours and took
files.
Confidential FBI files,
yeah,
pertaining to alien whereabouts. And they're like, and it shows from your call log that you were here until 10 o'clock at night. So what's going on?
But also, like, don't they have fucking cameras?
I know.
You're going to tell me they don't have cameras in, like, offices?
Right.
Or around protected, they should be protected files? Okay.
Yeah, kind of on you, man.
If it is the alien bounty hunter, then it doesn't really matter to begin with because you just shapeshift into Skinner.
Yeah.
But
we now also learn that the FBI is investigating Skinner as, like, the main suspect. So that's kind
sucks.
Of not good.
Well, did we already get to the part where he was like, I don't fucking care, like, I need Mulder to be found, so I'm gonna, like, just say what I have to say. And Skinner...
I think this was during that, yeah.
And then Scully's like, I mean, please don't. Because if you lose any access to FBI material, then we'll definitely never find Mulder.
Right.
So just stick to the plan.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Doggett starts to, like, in his journey to find Mulder, he ends up finding information about his whereabouts before he was abducted. And he goes on to basically find or interpret that Mulder actually was extremely sick following him getting sick, like, the previous year.
Yeah.
With his head, with his brain. And that he never recovered from that and that he was dying. So he had his name engraved in his family head gravestone to mark his death in 2000. But Scully looks at all like the doctor's medical records and everything like that. And she's like, Mulder was dying. Like, this all shows, apparently he was going to the doctor a lot. And this all shows a decline. And, like, this does fit with what Doggett is saying.
I mean, she would know.
Right.
Doctor.
But Doggett is like, Mulder is dead. They are able to get a lead, at least, where the lone gunmen find high UFO activity in a place in Arizona. And they believe that this is the best chance to possibly find Mulder here. Meanwhile, the FBI is starting to focus their efforts on Gibson Praise.
I understand the connection, but I don't know how they got here.
I don't know either.
He was the chess champion that got abducted. And they were really doing some business on his brain. If for some reason you don't remember, and this isn't a visual medium. But I have no idea. Because they were like, if we find Gibson, we find Mulder. And I'm like, but how? Like, not a bad plan, but how?
Yeah, like, how did you come to this conclusion?
Doggett doesn't know who Gibson is.
Right. Yeah, I really don't know. I don't know. There was a leap and a jump, and they were like, we need to find this kid.
Yeah.
Who also is in Arizona. Maybe because they figure that he got abducted and so did Mulder, and maybe he's... But he's not missing.
No.
So I don't know. Oh, but someone slipped Gibson's file under Doggett's door. So it was given to him. Someone wants him to investigate this part.
Yep.
So, whatever. True.
Good job.
All in all, everyone is looking for this kid. Scully and Skinner are, they don't know that they're going to the same place as everyone else, but they leave to go to Arizona. They don't tell Doggett. They don't tell Kirsch. They just leave.
Yeah.
And.
Well, we have to like show the disparities on their traveling vehicles. Because Skinner and Scully are in a Jeep, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they flew to Phoenix and then rented a car, but they're driving. Doggett has a fucking helicopter. And I think Doggett's, I don't want to say cronies, but like the people working under Doggett have like their FBI vans.
Yeah.
And even though I guess Scully and Skinner, that's going to be a real tongue twister. Not saying Scully.
Whoa. We need a moldy in there.
Yeah. Scully and Skinny left before Doggett and his guys, right? But they're traveling at a much slower pace.
Right, because they're in a car.
Yeah. But you have to remember, neither of the two of these groups know that the other is in the same area.
Right, or even like looking for the same thing.
Yeah, well, because at this rate, they're not.
Right. So they find out that his name Gibson.
Yeah.
Gibson is at the school for the deaf in Flemington, Arizona. He lives there, and so they're like, we gotta go there. However, when they get to the school for the deaf, Gibson has already escaped out of a window.
Yep.
And he makes his way to this hilltop with...
Yeah, he definitely runs into somebody. We don't see who.
Right.
What, the principal brought him into his office. He's like, ooh, special, I don't know. Knows that somebody's coming, but doesn't know what. Why the fuck.
Yeah.
Doggett gets there first. He's like bum rushing the fucking principal to go get Gibson, and he's not in there. And he's like, well, he's gone. Yeah. So he goes looking. And then as soon as he's about to like go looking, Skinny and Scully come in. They're like, what the fuck? Okay, we're just all looking for the same child. Great.
It's very like Scooby-Doo, where they're all, wait, you're here too? Good. Yeah. Like, yeah. They all look at each other.
But Skinner and Scully don't go after Doggett because Doggett finds footprints that lead to the hill.
Right.
But he sees that there's like two sets of footprints, but they are like fucking gone. They I don't know. Speed ran? Duck walked?
Hoverboarded.
Let's do that one. Yep. I like that one.
And then we see that, but the person with the child looks like Mulder, kind of. With some slight...
He looks like he got bad Botox.
Yeah.
And like...
Mulder, but like really puffy, but a little bit too much sodium. And
staring at the sun without sunglasses, clearly.
Really not taking care of the body and the mind, Mulder. So he's not looking his best, I think probably because he's alien bounty hunter. But yeah.
Crazy.
The other option could be that he just is not doing his skincare routine. I don't know.
Well, he's dead, so.
You
know. Yeah. Can't do skincare if you're dead.
That's true.
Apparently.
That is true.
But... Yeah, next week will be a part two.
Yes, to be continued.
I think they could have made this longer.
I think that I wish that they did, yeah, like consistently longer intro for the season, longer finale
outro.
for this season. Yeah. I do wish that that was the case, but that's okay. Maybe they were like, we could do like an hour and a half and get most of the stuff in, or we can, I don't know.
Sometimes I wish they wouldn't jump around from perspective so much. And like,
yeah,
they don't have to give us all the details. I'm not asking for them to like spell it out.
Yeah.
But like flesh things out a little bit more.
Right.
But I also understand that they probably want people like talking on forums and stuff online and like debating and making all this buzz about what the fuck is happening.
Do you think that they thought about that at this point in life, though? Like in 2000?
Yeah. Because I know that they did with Twin Peaks. Because from all the things that I've read and like the interviews that I've watched, Twin Peaks is apparently what started. I think they would premiere it on Friday, and then on Monday when everyone would come back into work, they'd be like talking around the water cooler about right. it. But that was like the first show that like was online to be talked about.
Right.
And like forum boards came yeah. and people just talk about Twin Peaks. Yeah. And that was well before 2000. And this right. is their eighth season, and like they right, have right. to fucking know.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't, they're kind of dumb. So I think they do take that into account for sure.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes it just reads more like maybe they don't know what they're talking about either until it happens.
Yeah.
And I do think that's part of it with X-Files. We love it for all its faults. That's okay.
I mean, one of the thing, like little facts that I have is that apparently this is the first time since season 3 that X-Files has Chris Carter's undivided attention.
Oh,
because he had Millennium, and then he had something else called Harsh Realm, and then Lone Gunman hadn't started yet.
Mm.
And that's 5 seasons without his full attention.
Right. And so, constantly having different people who, I mean, we say this all the time, but like we can tell when it's an episode directed by David. We can tell when it's an episode directed by other people. And so it's like, that does impact the way that everything fits together into a like fluid yeah. season.
I almost wonder if they series. Would have to like catch him up on his own fucking show.
Right.
Do you think there were times where they like ran an idea by Chris and he's like, no, don't fucking do that. And they're like, hey, we did this anyways. We just thought it'd go
so
better.
So you and, were gone yeah, and you didn't made an answer my decision. Facts. So
we just went with the fuck guy.
What else were we going to do?
Yeah.
I love it.
I hope so. That'd be really funny. Do you have anything?
I don't
think
there's
a lot.
I don't have much because the ones that I have I feel like are kind of like I'd rather wait until
okay
the end of next episode.
Yeah.
You go ahead and if there's anything that I have that you don't, okay. I'll share.
Okay. A few things. So apparently at the end of the show, they have in memoriam section for a member of the production crew who was electrocuted while filming a scene from a scaffold for this episode. He died, but 6 other crew members were injured in the accident.
What?
Which is fucking terrifying. His name is Jim Ang, maybe? I don't know. That's fucking scary. I don't like that. Haunted episode.
Oh.
Yeah. The promoted tagline for the season 8 opening was the new case is a manhunt. The new agent is a mystery. The new X-File is Mulder.
Oh my God.
I'm like, the first two are great. The third, not a fan.
No.
He only has to appear on 11 of the 21 episodes for season 8. So he made sure that was as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously most of his scenes in this one were the ones where he was being experimented on. And that was his least favorite part, of course, because he had to sit in an uncomfortable chair with like a million fucking prosthetics on.
Right.
Because the second time that we see Scully have like a little vision, his chest gets cut into with yeah. a fucking like
table
saw.
But that could be
saw.
Anyone's chest, really.
It's still gross because they made that bloody as hell.
Yeah.
We have Robert Patrick, who plays Doggett, who's best known for his role in Terminator 2, I think. But apparently, with them bringing him on board, that meant that he also wanted to like rehearse things. And I think with David Duchovny's like busy schedule and like not really wanting to be there, they never rehearsed anything ever. And Jillian and Walter were like, hell yeah, love this. Let's get this down pat, which is nice. Little organization. And the scene where Scully throws water on him was their audition scene and the first one filmed for the episode.
Oh my God.
And apparently it was supposed to be a like a sign for fans to let us know that they know that like this is not a new Mulder. They're not right. going to have the same dynamic.
Yeah.
Like Scully is very aggressively anti-Doggett right now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we got you. And that's about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think everything else would kind of be a spoiler, so we're going to save that for next time, because okay. This is a to be continued, and we're so glad that we're back. We're yeah. So bad that we're glad.
That's so bad that we're glad? Is that what you said?
That's what my tongue said.
Perfect.
I've no more talk.
Yeah.
All done.
I feel like this is one of the few, I don't know, I feel like it's always so hard when, like, one of the main characters gets replaced.
Yes.
And it's not even, like, just Doggett. Like, we have Monica coming up soon, too.
Yeah.
And she's even in, like, the newer episodes.
Right.
So, I feel like it's difficult to, like, accept new dynamics. And then also, them ending up being such, like, an integral part of the whole overarching thing somehow. Like, the amount of brain power that I would have to take for writers.
I know. But it is kind of like, yeah, I mean, you got to tie them in somehow, right? And yeah. It's also like, I'm sure at this point, we're 8 seasons in, they have tried and failed to, like, wrap things up shortly before. And so I'm sure someone is starting to think about, like, okay, this is not going to last forever.
Yeah.
And now we have new characters coming in.
Yeah.
How are we going to do this and still eventually wrap up this series?
Yeah.
Without it being like where they tried to do before, where it was just like one episode. Oh, here's your closure.
Yeah.
Samantha's dead. Bye.
Yeah. Here's a movie to satiate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, so yeah, definitely not an easy place to be in. And, I mean, I think everyone at this point knows that I will always have a soft spot for David Duchovny.
Of course.
And I think it is sad and, like, shitty, but whatever.
I mean, I think it's different because it's done now. Like, right. We know he comes back.
Yeah.
And we know that Doggett is definitely not a fucking replacement.
Right.
For Mulder in the slightest. And Monica's not even a replacement for Scully because Scully's still fucking there.
Yeah. I think that, like, and again, like, now, like, present day, they're, like, all in good standing. It's not a big deal. But I think it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, we've kind of touched on this before, but it's, like, hard when you see characters that have such good chemistry and then to find out that for whatever reason there was, like, these huge issues in real life.
Did you see the shit about the Queer Eye guys?
No.
Bobby's leaving. And apparently a lot of them are not nearly as friendly as they
led everyone
to, like, believe. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Antony's apparently dating fucking, oh my god, not Jack Black. Wolverine.
That would be wild.
Wolverine.
What?
Yeah. What's his fucking name?
I know who you're talking about.
Australian. Wow, we're doing great. Hugh Jackman. That's where the Jack was. Aaron's face right now.
Is Hugh Jackman's gay?
He just divorced his wife of, like, 30-something years. So that's the speculation.
Why am I so bad at, like, pop culture? What? Is that confirmed?
I don't think so, but there was... I hate that I, like, am in this zeitgeist so deeply, but Keith Urban posted a photo of him and Nicole Kidman at a Taylor Swift concert, and I think it soft launched someone else's relationship. I don't remember, but apparently Antony and Hugh Jackman were there together on a date at the same show, so that got people speculating, especially with him divorcing his wife.
Oh my god.
Yeah, crazy. I love gossip, kind of.
Okay. We will see what happens there.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Going to look up this gossip. Going to probably listen to a million fucking TikToks about it, but...
Oh, I was gonna... Back to, like, the replacing people conversation that we were literally just having. I feel like people will ask me this a lot. They're like, with Last of Us, especially with, like, the second season, they're like, oh, well, I heard they're replacing Bella as Ellie. And I'm like, why the fuck would they do that?
Right.
They're like, well, because Ellie's older in the second game. And I'm like, it's not going to be... Well, they're starting filming, like, I think in March of this year. It still has another fucking year to go. Again, Ellie's only like 18, 19 in the second right. game. They can make Bella look older, and I'm pretty sure Bella will look older by the time things get rolling. Why would they replace an actor of one of the main fucking characters? That's insane. Bella did great. Shut your mouth. I will beat you up. I will defend this entire world until the day I die. I want my urn to just be a head of... I was going to say Ellie. We'll settle for a clicker.
Oh my God, no.
And then when you walk past it, it makes clicker noises.
No.
Come on, that'd be great. And it'll be made out of mycelium, so it'll be made out of fungus. Aaron's tired of me.
How do we do the fucking outro? Someone tell me how to do the outro. I got to get her out of here.
Next week's episode.
Okay, talk about next week's episode.
I got to get it. Season 8, episode 2 is called Without... So Scully leads Skinner and an unhappy Doggett to Arizona to protect child prodigy Gibson Praise from an alien bounty hunter disguised as the missing Mulder. So basically exactly where we left off.
All right. We start where we left off. That's how part two goes.
Okay. Yeah. We still have an outro. Follow us on Instagram at UFO Party Pod. You can rate us 5 stars, please, on Spotify and Apple Podcast, and share us with your X-File friends or your friends that you think would like X-Files. We're a good companion podcast.
We are a good companion podcast.
So for some reason, our outro didn't record. Wow, shocker. We have microphone issues. So stay safe and stay spooky. Goodbye.